when we first started talking, I didn't realize it would lead to this. I don't think you did either. But more and more, little by little, you got under my skin. Turn a phrase, a gesture, even the sound of you snoring. All of these little things, like stones piled into a mountain. Your life blew up because of me. I haven't forgotten. I don't want to self-flagellate or make an obvious play for sympathy. I know what I am and what I've done. I'd like to think I know you. Maybe these words are just more words to you. And I know you're sick of my words. It's my actions you need now, not more confessions and prostrating. Tonight was a long time coming. And I know you say it wasn't. Maybe you didn't feel it, but I felt it. I knew. I remembered all the things you used to say to me, all the times I spent hours talking about everything and anything. And now it was hours in between a sentence. I felt your pulling away, and I didn't want to be the needy one. So I pulled back in turn. I wondered who was getting all your words. And then tonight, you sent me a playlist and told me you didn't make it for me. You made it for someone else. A woman 8 minutes from you. You said this, and I immediately felt like a stupid teenager again. A boy's second choice for the dance. The one he really wants, just out of sight. Let down, but not surprised. Knowing that I've no right to feel as hurt as I do. And I do. I feel hurt. You told me you probably wouldn't remember this tomorrow, but I don't know if you're saying that for my benefit or yours. Is this so you can have an out, or me? I'll remember. I'll always remember. I don't even know if you'll listen to this. You told me you still listen to me, but who knows if you do. I could be forgettable. Even if you forget me, I'll remember you. I'll carry your letters and your lock of hair into every new shell I inhabit. I'll remember. And I'll love you forever.